Public Speaking Skills A. Exercise 2, page 29.
Welcome to Kensington Gardens, where we begin our tour today. My name is Ricky Martinez, and I'm going to be your tour guide. So come with me where dreams are born and time is never planned. I'm all grown up now, but I've never forgotten the words of my favourite character as a child, Peter Pan. And, in Kensington Gardens, I never have to, because the character's most famous statue is here. The creator of Peter Pan, J.M. Barrie, paid for the statue himself in 1912. They put it here in the middle of the night, so families taking a walk in the morning would discover it. He didn't even ask for permission, but everyone liked it so much that they let it stay. But why did Barrie choose Kensington Gardens? Well, it was where he met Peter Pan. One day, in 1897, he was walking his dog Porthos there, when he met two boys, George and Jack Davis, with their nurse. He made friends with them, their three other brothers, Peter, Michael and Nicholas, and their parents, and became like an uncle to the boys. He often brought them to Kensington Gardens on fine days, and loved playing games, telling them stories and making them laugh. Michael was his favourite, because of his cheeky character. And though Peter gave Peter Pan his name, the character of Peter Pan was all from Michael. And I think the statue really helps us understand the character of Peter Pan. He's wearing a nightshirt, a long shirt that children used to wear to sleep. His face shows his happy, brave, independent spirit. He is playing on his pipes, standing confidently on the trunk of a tree. And all the way up the tree trunk are little rabbits, a squirrel, a bird, mice, and of course, lots of fairies. They all seem to be listening to the music coming from the pipes, don't you agree? I'm going to let you have a closer look at the statue now, but if you have any questions about it, please ask me.